The next generation of RNA-based injections will contain self-amplifying RNA. They refer to it as saRNA, lowercase sa for self-amplifying. And so this is essentially, you can think of this as cancer that metastasizes. Really the way this operates. They say mRNA vaccines are not made with messenger RNA, but they're made with modified RNA. Moderna was originally pronounced mode RNA, and then they changed the pronunciation, put the emphasis on a different syllable, and called it Moderna, like we're modern. No, it was about modified RNA. These are actually gene therapy products, as we always said. You know, I mentioned this from the very beginning. I said, that's kind of so here's a just asking for a friend. You know, when you have your little dog and pony show that you did, Trump, where you go around the table and you've got all the different vaccine companies lined up from the slowest to the fastest as you go around the table and finally get to Moderna. Well, we can do it right away because we'll use your body to manufacture this stuff. And I said, well, where's the off switch on this thing? Well, it's not only does it not have an off switch, as we see this thing is persisting as they continue to test it. It's like, well, been 6 months, been 9 months, been longer than that. We still see this mRNA in people. We still see the spike protein and the evidence of this in people. So this is, it is persistent. But now these people want to make it amplify, not just persist, but amplify, increase. So it hijacks our cell's software. That's what I said from the very beginning. I said, it sounds to me like cancer. Cancer goes in and hijacks the cells and starts replicating and destroying the cells as it replicates itself. So now let's amplify that. We have no possibility at all to gain influence on mode RNA, modified RNA, or self-amplifying modified RNA after it has been injected. So, compared to the old modified, genetically modified RNA, a small amount of self-amplifying RNA results in an increased amount of produced antigen. One shot of saRNA may be enough to generate sufficient antibodies against a virus, they say. But again, what turns this off? What stops it from amplifying? And you look at this and you say, oh, well, you know, just one shot might do it, huh? So that means I don't have to get boosters. Oh, no, no, no. You'll have to get it annually. You'll have to get it annually. Understand, the pharmaceutical industry like Pfizer and Moderna and the rest of these, Johnson & Johnson, they are parasites. And like a parasite, they will continue to prey upon their host until they kill it. I mean, you look at this and you say, well, it's not really in their interest to kill everybody, is it? Yes, it's in their nature. They're parasites. Parasites who want to kill us. And it's in the nature of these people, and it's in the nature of who they serve. This is a spiritual war, folks. This is a spiritual war. The intent is to kill mankind, or as many as they can. And the pharmakia are the tools in that spiritual war. So, the justification for it, they say, because mRNA is highly unstable and has only a short lifespan, too short for our immune system to produce sufficient antibodies. That's what they say. But the reality is that it's persisting because it is already self-replicating, continues to self-replicate, and now they're going to self-replicate and amplify. And as they're talking about this, they said, well, you can expect that BioNTech, which is behind one of the companies behind this, several of them are doing it. And you can expect that it's going to be given a hand wave and a rubber stamp, just like all the rest of this stuff. It can be expected that this process will be as quick as it was for the COVID-19 vaccines, because we don't test or check or stop any deadly poison for anything anymore.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.